Now make it small. Now get your circle thing,
mm-hmm.
and get it started. And then put up the study.
There's a study too today.
Shabbat Shalom.
We're one of Messiah congregation. Kahacha ben Mashiach, just a part of the congregation of Israel, Adat Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. Let's ask God to bless this study today. Heavenly Father, bless this study in Yeshua's name. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. I thank you for the blood of Yeshua. I thank you for eternal life. I thank you for forgiveness of sins through the blood of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
There's my website. There's my phone number if you need to call me. And there's my, we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard. Today is October 29th, 2026. God has his own calendar. Today is the sixth month of God, Elul, day 15. And today's study is trust the God of Israel for all things. Trust the God of Israel for all things. Noah had trust in God. So first we're going to start with Genesis 6. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. All flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall you make in the ark, and shall pitch it with in and without with pitch.
So it won't sink, right?
So it won't sink, right. And this is the fashion which you shall make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. So we're going to say approximately the size was 500 feet by 84 feet wide and by 50 feet high.
Pretty big.
Pretty big ark.
Like a baseball field.
And window shall you make to the ark. In it a cubit shall you finish it. The door of the ark shall you set in the side thereof, and the lower, second, and third story shall you make it. So we're thinking about approximately 126,000 square feet, rooms for all the animals, food, and for Noah and his family. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with you I establish my covenant, and ye shall come into the ark, you and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall you bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and cattle after their kind, every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come to thee to keep them alive. And take you unto thee of all the food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for you and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him. So did he. Noah had trust in God. Now we'll move to Genesis 7. And Jehovah said unto Noah, come you and all thy house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast you shall take to thee by seven, the male and his female, of the beasts that are not clean by two, male and his female. Of fowls also, and of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days will I cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that Jehovah commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, of the beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creeps upon the earth. Then went in two and two into Noah, into the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, and the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went into, unto Noah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in, went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And Noah shut him in. Jehovah shut him in. The flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went up upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were not covered.
No, they were covered.
They were covered. 15 cubits is approximately 25 feet. Of all flesh died, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, and every man. And in whose nostrils was the breath of life, and of all that was in the dry land died. Everything died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth as 150 days. Noah had trust in God. You could tell. This is Genesis 8. And God remembered Noah and every living thing of all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters were assuaged. That means the waters were going down. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. Most of the waters were gone, that means diminished. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. That's in the middle, seems like in the middle of what was to be the Feast of Tabernacles. Psalm 4. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Jehovah. Psalm 13. But I have trusted in thy mercy, that my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Here's Psalm 21. The king trusted in Jehovah, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Psalm 22. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you did deliver them. They cried unto you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not confounded. He trusted on Jehovah that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Here's Psalm 26. Judge me, O Jehovah, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in Jehovah, therefore I shall not slide. Psalm 28. Jehovah is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 31. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in Jehovah. Psalm 32. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in Jehovah, mercy shall compass him about, all around him. Now we'll read a little bit about David. This is Psalm 33. There is no king saved by a multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of Jehovah is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy.
It's important that very
to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for Jehovah. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, Jehovah, be upon us, according as we hope in you. Psalm 37. Trust in Jehovah and do good, and so shall you dwell in the land, and verily ye shall be fed. Verily means surely, truly. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in Jehovah. Blessed is the man that makes Jehovah his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Psalm 52. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because you have done it. I will wait on your name, for it is good before thy saints. Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in you. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until thy calamities be overpast. Psalm 30:73. It is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord Jehovah, that I may declare all thy works. In Psalm 115. O house of Aaron, trust in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. You that fear Jehovah, trust in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. Psalm 118. It's better to trust in Jehovah than to put confidence in man. You don't want to do that.
Never.
It's better to trust in Jehovah than to put confidence in princesses. Psalm 119, so shall I wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. Psalm 125, they that trust in Jehovah shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. Proverbs 3, trust in Jehovah with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, God, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, fear Jehovah, and depart from evil. Proverbs 28, he that is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he that puts his trust in Jehovah shall be made fat. That means prosperous fat. Proverbs 29, the fear of man brings a snare, for whoso puts his trust in Jehovah shall be made safe. I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me us up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear, and shall trust in Jehovah. Blessed is the man that makes Jehovah his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Here's Isaiah 26. In that day, this song shall be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation will God appoint for both walls and bulwarks. Open you the gates, that the righteous nation that keeps the truth may enter in. It's God's, yeah. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in God. Trust you in Jehovah forever, for in Yah Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he brings down them that dwell on high, the lofty city he lays it low. He lays it low even to the ground. He brings it to the dust, even to the dust. And faith equals trust. So we'll read some Hebrews, chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being yet speaks. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We'll go back to Noah again. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became the heir of righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise, and that's Canaan. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. That's Abraham's wife. Therefore sprang they even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. They trusted in Jehovah. They that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned, which is not a good thing. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. One day will be with God. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that an Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Isaac married Rebekah. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff, and that's Manasseh and Ephraim. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandments concerning his bones.
What did he want with his bones?
He wanted to bring them back to Israel. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Messiah greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had great recompense unto the
respect.
He had great respect unto the recompense of the reward.
That was a big deal right there.
By faith he forsook Egypt, and fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured him, God, who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them which that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more should I say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead to raise to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and of scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, and being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, have received not the promises and the promise of the Messiah. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should be made perfect.
Should not be made perfect.
Those outside of the faith cannot make it to the kingdom of heaven. So in closing for today, I hope you got something out of the study.
That's a good thing.
Great.
Always, it's always good to trust God. And Shabbat Shalom.
Yes. We're still on that side.